Okay. A little bit of a glitch there. So, a king in authority, in power, is an underling as far as the power of God. God's power is going to remain. And the more in line with that a king is, well, the better they'll be. But we, obviously look for the work of God's while we pray for the lost. So Psalm 100 is about the rule of God, a psalm of thanksgiving, for thanksgiving. And it is not about a ruler that is unpleasant. It's about a ruler that is causing the highest sense of joy. People in elections, as I said, rejoice on one side and mourn on the other side. But with the Lord, all who know his rule rejoice if they understand and have any sense at all. Not everybody's heart is open. Not everybody's mind is open and enlightened, so they don't accept the rule of God. The devil has always thought he could usurp God's throne. But you see, this is a psalm for thanksgiving. So let's look at it. Verse 1, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Well, that doesn't happen in the world's elections because not all the earth gets their candidate in. And we put way, way too much emphasis on human authority. It's not unimportant, surely. And we look for a person who's going to have principles that are like ours and who will do things that we who are Christians and look at the Bible would hope would be done. But for all the earth to shout joyfully to the Lord, that's something that is right for everybody to do because the rule of God is the proper rule. When God rules, everything is right. When his will is done in every way, everything is right. Now, God does rule now. He rules over the earth from heaven. He's not deposed even in a rebellious time, such as we live in. But when we consider the rule of God, the reign of God, the decrees of God, the decisions of God, all of those are joyful. If tomorrow the day dawned and everything that was not of God went away, and everything that was of God replaced it, it would be the most joyful day. When Jesus returns, that's the kind of day that will be. The rebellion right now that's taking place in the world is that which is allowed by God, tolerated, suffered long over until the Lord brings it to an appropriate end. But just to consider that the Lord is ruling is in our day when it's not yet at the consummation, a matter of joyful shouting. And for every person, we don't get that with people. Human beings will never be universally adored and supported. They will always have things which will not be praiseworthy. And when it comes to service of the Lord, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful singing. You see a theme there. Joyful, shout joyfully to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. These are hearts that are just lifted up in joy to the Lord. And it means that the rule of God is good. And all the things that people believe to be better, these things are thought of by those who are in blindness and darkness. The Lord reigning is a happy reign. The Lord's laws are happy laws. Doing things as God demands, this is a joyful thing. We couldn't do much else tomorrow but rejoice if the Lord's reign was absolute then and practical ways where the world was doing the will of God entirely. Verse 3, know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The fact that the Lord is God reigning over us as an absolute personal being, someone who actually had some part in our world. All the false gods had no part in our world. They were made after the world. They were made after we were. God exists before we were here, and he made the world, and we didn't make ourselves. We didn't make the world, and it didn't just happen. We're his creation. And so the truth and having God enthroned is perfectly in line with the entire meaning of our existence. We are who we're supposed to be when God is ruling. All the people who are being abused right now would not be abused under the rule of God. All the things that are being done to, work some will of man wouldn't be done. These things would not be part of our day-to-day life. We wouldn't have to be continually working around evil rulers. We wouldn't have some places which was hard to live at because it was dangerous, or places where there was a great deal of injustice, where lies were constantly spoken of. This would be a great thing. So verse 4 talks about how we enter into the courts of God, the gates, through the gates to the Lord. This is where thanksgiving and praise are mentioned. And in prayer, when we enter the presence of God, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Why? Because all the Lord does is praiseworthy. And he benefits us by his grace. We're a thankful people as we enter the presence of God. We recognize God on the throne and we praise God. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. By entering the courts of the Lord, we're in awe of him, his presence, his power, his majesty. Now, David said he'd rather be in the house of the Lord for just a day than thousands of days in the tents of the wicked. To behold the beauty of the Lord, this is what we are when we're right. When we're wrong, we can't get out of the presence of God fast enough. For the Lord is good, verse 5. Are all the rulers of the world good? No. A lot of them are really, really bad. Really, really bad. They trounce over people. They use people for their own ends. But the Lord is good. Every person today that opposed the rule of God, if they were in their right mind, they would never do that. They would see the goodness of the Lord. What we see today from a lot of people who are in charge is kowtowing to false and destructive ways. That's not to the good of anybody. To deceive people into thinking that something that they support is good and right when it's not good and right in the sight of God. The Lord is good. If the Lord tells us something is bad, it's for our good. How many times were parents telling us that something was bad? We were not supposed to do that. Well, what were they doing? They were trying to keep us back from something? Well, they were trying to make something good in our lives, keeping us from the bad. His loving kindness is everlasting. Not 4 years, not 2 years, not 6 years, not 8 years, depending on how you get elected and what term you serve. His loving kindness is everlasting. Some of the kings of Israel, they were good for a while, then they got bad. Some of them started bad and did good. The Lord is consistently, everlastingly loving kindness to us. His faithfulness to all generations. There's no period of service for the Lord that begins and ends. It's all eternal. Now that would be terrible if it wasn't God. It was a human being with all that length of reigning. It would be awful. Every administration of power in this world at some point comes to an end. All the nations that have been rulers in the world, empires, all of them have come to an end or will. Rome was about 1,000 years. That was quite a monstrous empire. It came to an end. It all always does because they're not the Lord. And we're glad because the rule of man, although there's great benefits, we still benefit today from a lot of the things during the Roman Empire, the things that were done and how things were governed then, but not in every way. And when it's over, you know, you move to the next thing, but you still got the same God on the throne. So this is the heart of our thanksgiving. God in charge. God in power. And this psalm exalts and rejoices in that. It also overcomes the opposite kind of rule. By focusing on the Lord's reign, by coming into his presence with thanksgiving and with rejoicing, means that where it really matters, where it is really the same every day, the Lord is in charge. I looked at a poll, a current favorability rating on our current president is 38%. I think it was 50-some percent that disapproved. That's been changing. It's been going down on the one side and up on the other for some time. Due to a number of factors. But with that in mind, a lot of times that's going to be the case, no matter who's in charge. But the fact that the Lord is in charge, the fact that the Lord is on the throne, that really is a pain pill to all this we see going on around us. If you're especially feeling glum about the goings on in Washington or at the State House or even in local matters, well, that is a big hint to you to get to Psalm 100 and various other psalms and and get your mind and attitude directed to what is always true, the reign of God, that he reigns from heaven, that he reigns in purity, that he reigns in goodness, that no one can usurp his authority. Yes, kind of unpleasant until that is fulfilled. But still, we thank God and we come before him with singing and joyful singing that he's in charge. If our minds are right, every person rejoices in that. And that's, you know, the way it's going to be for all eternity, that the Lord reigns. Let's pray. Well, we're thankful to you. Thank you for your reign. We have the world in our eyes. We have the world before us and all the evil that's going on. But Lord, you are the everlasting God, ruling and reigning in all things. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.